Wouldn't it be cool to work at Skull Candy after getting out of college? If you go into engineering, that may be a door that opens for you. In its first few weeks in operation, the PC CAPS engineering students, led by high school teacher Charlie Matthews, have begun taking field trips to some businesses where engineers have found their niche. He says so far they've been to Skull Candy and Mountain Regional Water. This week, they'll visit Triumph Gear Systems.
The idea is to show all the different partner possibilities that are out there and show them the breadth of engineering possibilities that are out there.
He says they'll intersperse some fundamental physics and engineering concepts so that kids, between visits to the companies and Matthew's classes, can see what type of engineering they gravitate towards.
Engineering seminars where I'm introducing the principles of engineering problem solving and how to do design work and some of that to give them a little background, with then about mid-October just rolling out all the projects. And there's going to be a whole slew of them, ranging from mechanical engineering projects like with Skull Candy, headphone design, chemical engineering with Mountain Region Water, environmental engineering. There's just a slew of different possibilities.
The engineering group will even do a project in which they'll create affordable housing solutions.
The Craig Elliott Work Group with Alliance Civil Engineering up on Main Street, a fictionalized version of affordable housing but utilizing state-of-the-art technologies. Components of civil, mechanical, electrical, all combined together where they're teamed up. And then the teams not only have to work within their teams, then they have to relay the information between teams.
Matthews fully embraces the PC CAPS program, especially as he sees what the students are being exposed to and the possibilities they come to realize are out there. He admits when he first heard about the program, he was hesitant.
I definitely believe in fundamental education, and I've been a physics teacher for, this will be my 29th year. Where I do see it now is taking students that have had some background in the sciences and are looking towards the possibility of careers in engineering or graphic design or business marketing, teaching the different components of PC CAPS, to now have an opportunity to get out there and see what's out there. And so a lot of what I'm trying to do now is marry what they've learned in the classroom to the possibilities that exist out there in the workplace.
He says finally, one of the best aspects of going into a company like Skull Candy is that the group encountered former Park City High School students who are now employed there.
Ranging from Sam Norker, who graduated from Park City High School 4 years ago, just graduated from the U with a degree in mechanical engineering, started as an intern at Skull Candy, and is already setting the world on fire with that company. Two others, Sam Lepley, his dad, Herb, many people know around town, and Andrew Pierce. These are going to be role models for these kids of mine now that are students to be able to see Park City alum that are now out there working engineers in what is a pretty cool environment out there at Skull Candy.
That's Park City High School and PC CAPS physics teacher Charlie Matthews. In its inaugural year, the program is serving some 120 students. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.